If you've just joined us, welcome aboard.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Come on, everybody. Here we go.
A wilderness must be explored.
Ohana means family. Family means nobody.
Welcome to the Extra Magic Half Hour Podcast, where sibling hosts Julie and Nick talk all things Disney.
Hey friends, I'm Julie.
And I'm Nick.
And we are the Dizzlings, the Disney siblings who want to welcome you to the Disney Dizzling Show.
Yeah, and if you didn't know, this podcast is fueled by what's in our mugs.
And tonight I have the Joffrey's Disney Spring Blend. It's like a caramel chocolate.
Yep.
In my mini mug. What about you, Nick?
Yeah, tonight my teeth hurt. So, not drinking anything at the moment. But if I was, I'd be drinking a nice tall glass of coffee. Doesn't matter what kind. But yeah, Julie, what's happening in this episode?
Well, this week, Nick and I had the... Well, I was just saying, really, Nick had the idea. Credit where credit is due. To do a Star Wars episode. Because when we record, it's May the 4th day. I mean, when you guys hear this, it will likely be the
2 weeks
after.
From now. Just kidding.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
So tonight we're just going to, I don't know, do a blend. It's going to be a blendy episode.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan of Star Wars, and I think you're a big fan of Star Wars, too.
Right, I would say Tyler's definitely the bigger
the
out
bigger
of both
fan.
Of us. I love the movies.
Yeah, I feel like Star Wars, ever since Disney kind of bought Lucasfilms, there was definitely, like, a surge of fandom when, like, Disney started doing those three films, and especially I feel like when Mandalorian came to Disney Plus.
Yeah.
There's like an obsession with Grogu, the child, and I feel like non-Star Wars fans and Star Wars fans alike love this character for whatever reason.
Right. I feel like it definitely brought people to Star Wars that maybe weren't Star Wars-ing before.
Yeah. So... yeah, it should be a good episode. And I think, you know, Julie, the focus that you wanted to take is more narrow. Like, we're not going to talk about a lot of the movies or, you know, the book canon or anything like that. We're going to be talking about one specific ride in Disney history.
Well, for right now, we also have trivia.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like... do you want to warm up a trivia, or do you want to dive into...
Yeah, I'm okay to do trivia.
Okay. It's pretty funny, though, because, like, do you want... Are you ready
is this
for the
like,
question?
Is this impossible question, or is this, like...
I don't think so. Some of them might be. The first one made me laugh. It will make you laugh, too. What is Baby Yoda's real name?
Grogu.
Woohoo!
Yay.
See, I threw that one in there just for you, Nick. It's your redemption from last time.
Yeah, thank you.
So where did Obi-Wan take Luke after his birth?
Yeah. Isn't it like Tatooine?
Yeah.
Nice.
Right on. Ooh, I feel like number three is kind of a spoiler. Should I do it?
A spoiler?
For the movies.
Oh, if you haven't watched the movies yet, I feel like there's a grace period with spoilers. Like, if you haven't seen it, a big movie within, like, 3 months of its release, like, after DVD, I think like, you have, like, no reason to be upset about spoilers. But in any case... maybe skip ahead if you don't want to have spoilers.
Right.
Okay.
Who is Palpatine's granddaughter?
That's Rey.
Ray.
That is a spoiler question. I'm surprised they have that in there.
Right? I was like, ooh, yeah. I don't know if I want to go down that road. Yeah. Who was Anakin Skywalker's Padawan?
Anakin Skywalker's Padawan. Mm-hmm. And would this be like the second movie or? I
think these are in the Clone Wars episodes.
Oh, I know.
Animated.
Yeah, it's that chick. I don't know her name, but she has like she has like blue and white, like not hair, but like I don't know what you'd call it.
Tentacle hair.
Yeah.
Ahsoka.
That's the person, though, right? Am I saying? Am I?
Yeah.
Am I describing the right person? Okay.
Absolutely. And so the girl actually who voices that character, she's the one that opened up her universe clothing line.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, she's a huge character. And I think, you know, when you think about Star Wars, I think she was really the first like female, like dominated, you know, character beyond, of course, like
Leia,
you know, Princess Leia and like, but I mean like Jedi. You know, anyway, I guess Princess Leia had the Force too, but anyway.
Right.
But I feel like, yeah, I think she definitely added a lot to that, you know, mix anyway.
I find a lot of people don't know about her unless you've watched the series.
Yeah, I could see that. But I mean, there's clothing collaborations with her character. Like I'm pretty sure Herschel, the book bag company, mm-hmm. they came out with a Star Wars collab with just that character's, like, you know, colorway. So I don't know. I feel like she has like probably a cult following.
I agree.
Yeah, but you're right. She's not as famous as the child.
And people cosplay her often.
Yeah, I could see that. Mm-hmm.
Now, this one might be hard. What is Mando's real name from The Mandalorian?
Oh, gosh. Like the actor?
I'm assuming. I don't think it's the actor's name. I think it's, like, his name.
I don't know. I should know this, but
Din Djarin.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, see, that's not one I would know either. There's someone out there that yelled it. I'm happy for them.
Yeah, you get a star. You get the star, war star.
I don't even know what this word means. Who has the highest midichlorian count in Star Wars? Do you know what midichlorian means?
No. I wonder if it's like, it has to do with money.
I'm wondering if it's like Mechana.
I don't know, just give the answer and maybe we can help figure out what this word means.
Anakin Skywalker.
I wonder if it's like the... Is it another word for, like, the Force or something like that? I don't know. Anyway, next question.
I'm so curious what this is now.
All right, pause for a Julie Google moment.
Okay, midichlorians were intelligent, microscopic life forms that lived symbolically inside the cell of all living things.
Okay, that's weird.
Interesting. So it's saying that even Anakin had more than, like, Yoda. So I don't know if that is the Force. I feel like there's people out there that are really upset that we don't get this
means. Listen, like, I like Star Wars. I'm not, like, a huge fan. Although one of the books that I'm digging right now is called Dune. Have you seen the movie Dune, Julie?
Dune?
No. Dune.
I don't think so.
Anyway, it's kind of, I wouldn't say it's like Star, I guess it's kind of like Star Wars. You know how like Star Wars, when they did the movies, like the style was very much like finding random trinkets and like refurbished like metal things. And then that became like, it's kind of like space punk. Like Star Wars okay. is. It's like old, but it's like futuristic in the same breath. Do you know what I mean? Like when you think of like what looks like a Star Wars theme, it's anyway. Well, the Dune is very much like that. It's not like futuristic at all, but yet it is futuristic. Anyway. Okay. That's just a side note with Nick. Da-da-da. What's Nick reading? All right, next question.
Sorry.
You're fine.
I jumped off for a sec.
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. Okay, that's cool. So it's like, what do they call it? A space... not rodeo. Western?
Yeah, I would say it's... I mean, that's definitely what Star Wars is for sure. But, I don't know about... It's hard to describe for sure. Anyway. Yeah. Next question.
Okay. What year did the first Star Wars movie come out?
I want to say like 1973.
77. Very close.
Oh, shoot. Should have known that. I knew it was like three off, like the flat decade, you know?
Oh, it's okay.
That's a good way to remember it. Picked wrong. Well, not really. You know how, like, mine's... Like, why wouldn't I just memorize it as 1997? Why do I have to, like, add the three to it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a way to remember... Anyway.
That's just how our brains work.
Yeah, it's like, when you minus something, you know, you, like... I sometimes do additions. And then subtract. Anyway.
Number 11. Who killed Qui-Gon Jinn?
Qui-Gon Jinn, that'd be Palpatine. Actually, no, it was Anakin.
Darth Maul.
Oh, Qui-Gon Jinn, yes. I was thinking of what's his name? The purple lightsaber guy.
Oh, Mace Windu?
Yeah, I was thinking of Windu as Qui-Gon Jinn. I'm such a... Anyway, fun.
Hey, that's what this is all about. Right, there's more that I feel are... spoiler alerty, so I'm going to avoid those.
Okay. At your discretion.
According to Yoda, there are always how many Sith Lords? No more, no less.
I don't know. The right number.
The rule of two.
The rule of two?
There's always two.
Huh, interesting.
Well, this is cool. What episode number was the very first Star Wars film?
Episode 4.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't know if I would know that.
Really?
I probably would have said 3 because I thought they came out in threes.
Yeah, they do. So if they come out in threes, then the next 3 would start at 4.
Oh, okay. I forgot that they were released like 5 or 4, 5, 6, 1, 2,
yes.
3.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I was counting down.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Another mind thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess me and you just math differently.
Yeah, like we math differently in that we're always wrong in how we math.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Who built C-3PO?
That'd be Anakin.
Yas.
I'm like scared to see how my kid does math because I feel like I'm just gonna just ruin it anyway.
Especially how they do math.
Yeah, like why do they have to change math?
Ugh, I don't know.
Anyway.
I can't deal.
Yeah.
What is the name of Han Solo's ship?
The Millennium Falcon.
Millennium Falcon.
What a name.
Sounded like you said aluminum almost. Must be that.
Maybe
that,
I did.
That tooth.
Yeah. I heard like when they were trying to figure out like the naming, like, you know, Skywalker. Mm-hmm. I think they were going to call him like Starwalker or like something like that. Like, I can't even picture that.
Right. Like, it's just so
weird. Like, but then Skywalker is kind of weird too. Anyway.
It is, but I feel like Starwalker isn't as flowy.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. Isn't that neat how things change?
Yeah.
And then it just works so much better. Kind of like, you know, Mickey's original name was like Mortimer Mouse.
Right.
Can you imagine? I feel like
yeah.
It wouldn't be as catchy.
Right. Yeah, like I one of my favorite series on Netflix is I know I'm talking about Netflix, not Disney Plus. Shame on me. But it's The Movies That Made Us. And there's also like a sub series called like The Toys That Made Us. But it goes through like the movies that were iconic at the time and how like they almost weren't made, and some of the last second decisions that became iconic were just like sometimes flukes and stuff. Anyway, that reminds me of Starwalker and Skywalker.
Right. I feel like the whole genre would have been very different. Maybe it wouldn't have, I don't know. It's just so hard to say because it is so big.
Yeah. Like how much would that kind of impact have? Anyway, I don't think it would like have crazy impact, but I feel like I couldn't picture it like Starwalker. Anyway.
Yeah. But maybe if they would have, we'd be sitting here being like, oh, the other name they were going to go with was Skywalker. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I find that stuff so interesting. What could have been?
Yeah.
Luke lost which of his hands in a fight with Darth Vader?
I really want to say his left hand.
His right hand.
That's what I meant, yeah.
You mean his left hand was fine?
Yeah.
Tyler actually got to meet him.
Oh, yeah.
Which was pretty cool. So
he played a lot of iconic roles, like the Joker.
Yes, he did.
Did a lot of voice acting. Mm-hmm. He's kind of a strange dude.
He's very interesting. We waited in a very long line at New York Comic Con, and Tyler has something signed by him. I think we picked up like the anniversary toy that got released that year or something like that.
All right.
Mm-hmm. It was really interesting. So we were standing in line with this guy, and he only had like a piece of paper.
Right.
Like lined paper. And so he was quite expensive to meet, right? Because at Comic-Con, a lot of the talent comes with a price tag.
Right.
And so we're looking at this guy, and everyone has like their Star Wars thing.
Right.
Right, that they want signed by him. And
like
this
a
guy
limited edition insert object here.
Correct. And we're like seeing all these really cool things, and I mean it's New York. So there's people from like all over the world, and some really diehard fans, like people who came to Comic-Con just to meet him, like that kind of thing. And I mean you get like a 10-second meet and greet with him, basically, while he's signing your
right.
But it was like this was really important to Ty. I think I gave it to him for his birthday. I can't remember. And so this guy with this piece of paper, we're like, what did you bring? And he's like, oh, I just have this piece of paper. And we're like, that's a really expensive piece of paper. And at this point, I think we were waiting for quite a while, like an hour and a half or something like that. And he's like, well, what do you mean? And we're like, well, you have to pay to meet him. And he had no idea. So he just waited. He just waited all that time. And if we would never have said anything, he would have waited like the rest of the time.
So did he left? He did leave?
He just left the line. He's like, oh, I didn't know he had a charge. I'm like, are you kidding?
Oh, wow.
So
that's silly.
Moral of the story, if you feel like someone isn't quite fitting in, ask questions. Maybe save them 2 hours of their life.
Why are you here? Or,
why are you new here?
Yeah.
Are you new here? That's how we felt. We were like, that's a really nice piece of paper. Poor guy. I think about him, clearly.
The piece of paper guy. Maybe he's listening to this podcast.
Maybe. Oh, I hope I didn't embarrass him. But the two Canadians that were just chatty with everyone, you know, helped him out, I guess.
Yeah.
Finish this quote from The Mandalorian. This is the
way.
Do you feel like you're redeeming yourself, Nick, from last time? Did I do
not
good
really,
job?
No. I mean, that other one was just like, okay, how many stars are in the opening sequence of the Star Wars?
That would be a good question.
No, but no, it wouldn't. That's what I mean. That would be like the same kind of question that we had last time. And if you don't know what we're talking about, go look at our previous podcast.
I don't know. Which episode would that be, Nick?
I'm not sure.
Are you checking?
I'm not sure. Yeah, but just keep going. I'll catch up.
Who killed Jabba the Hutt?
Jabba the Hutt, I believe that was Princess Leia, right?
Yes.
The episode that we're talking about is from March 11th, episode... There's no numbers on this frequency. Anyway, it's the sixth one back. You just look for March 11th, okay?
Hopefully those dates match up.
Yeah, I think they do.
I think it's when we took the break in Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, we did.
So you'll see several Magic Kingdom episodes, and then you'll see like fun or trivia with us because we had to break up the...
Yeah, that's right.
Have a little fun time.
Little funsy times.
Funsies. So who adopted Anakin and Padme's daughter?
It was like Anakin was... they went to like a royalty. I forget who it was, but don't know his name. He was like...
I wouldn't know his first name, but his second name you might know.
Yeah, isn't he in Han Solo, the guy who owned... No, it wasn't. Anyway, go ahead.
Bail Organa.
How would I know Organa. That second name?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's the second name. On Tatooine, what name did Obi-Wan go by?
I don't know.
Ben Kenobi.
Oh, wow.
Oh, spoiler.
Oh, yes, sorry. I was thinking of, like, the first episode.
Oh, no. This is when he's, like, on Tatooine. Anakin Skywalker... Blah, blah, blah. Redo. Anakin Skywalker grew up to be who?
Darth Vader.
See? Confidence boost.
What's 1 + 1? 2. See? Confidence boost.
The Lion King's Mufasa and which Star Wars character were voiced by the same actor?
I don't know his name, but it's the voice of Darth Vader.
Yeah, it's the same as James Earl Jones.
Yes.
And can I just say that without him, the Lion King, the, you know how they redid Lion King?
Right.
That would have been really weird without his voice, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Per Yoda, what is the path to the dark side, Nick?
I think there's a lot of paths to the dark side. Like, worry.
What's the main one for talking about?
Like, fear.
Fear! Anger. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, last one.
What's I feel like Casey? I'd be in the dark side.
Yeah, anyway. Me too. I'm also a Slytherin.
Yeah, I can see that.
What species is Chewbacca?
I should know this, but I don't. On the top of my head.
He's a Wookiee.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Come on. And that ends the trivia section of tonight's episode.
Yay.
Good job, Nick.
Good job, teams.
I want to know how everyone else made out.
Yeah, let us know. Yeah. These episodes have been coming a little bit later. Life's been kind of hectic, I think, for both Julie and I. But we're going to still plug away and get some episodes out, so we're not going to disappear on you guys completely.
Right. Maybe for a few months in the summer, we might take the summer off. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll do something. Yeah. If some of you guys leave reviews, maybe we'll consider doing more routine podcasts.
Nick. What was that? Do you have a segment, Nick? Out of the list that we...
No, I did. I think, you know, for me, like, I, if we just talk about Star Tours, like, I'm fine with that.
I feel like that's a really random episode.
What is?
Being like, let's do trivia about Star Wars, and then being like, hey.
Well, no, not really. I think, you know, we can talk about Star Wars in depth when we go to Hollywood Studios.
Right.
But, you know, I think it's fine to talk about Star Tours because it's definitely not like an E-list attraction now, and it might be like a favorite of some, but I wouldn't. Like, I think for a lot of people though, it was the start of Star Wars at Disney, and I think that's a big weight, you know, to talk about at least, you know, when we think about, you know, the start of Star Wars and the Disney collaboration, it was Star Tours.
Ooh. Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
That's so true. And I feel like the ride is a very underrated. I feel like you didn't get a great... you probably have to ride it again. This is probably one of my favorite... Saying that without going to the new Star Wars land at Hollywood Studios, I really enjoyed Star Tours.
Yeah.
It's definitely one of my favorites of that area, for sure.
See, like, I was okay with it. But yeah, I don't know. I feel maybe, like, it was also the clips that were played, because I know they're random.
Right.
And I didn't really recognize some of the worlds and stuff that we went to. And, yeah, for me, I was just more worried about, you know, my wife and my dad, who looked like he was going to pass out, so.
Me and you will just have to ride it next time.
Yeah.
So this ride is really neat. It has a really neat history, kind of like what Nick said. So this is kind of when It was one of actually the first rides even in Disney World Land that had to do with something outside of something that Disney created, like their first kind of collaboration ride, which was really interesting.
I would say that. I would say, because like the, at first, Hollywood Studios was the MGM Hollywood Studios, right? Like that would be like a major collaboration. And the movie ride was mostly IPs that were not Disney owned, like Wizard of Oz and different things like that.
I don't know. I'm just reading what it says.
Oh. Well, maybe I am wrong. I don't know. Continue.
Well, MGM, did Disney own it, though? They probably did.
No, they had, like, a contract with them, and then it eventually, stopped.
Well, MGM Studios, in general, isn't... It's a place, but it's definitely not a ride. This is, like, the first ride that they collaborated on, I guess. Mm. And it opened in Disneyland to begin in 1987, and then eventually it was replicated for Walt Disney World in Hollywood Studios.
Okay.
And
that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. It came 2 years later in 1989. And the version at the time, so basically, like, we'll go into the process of the ride, kind of like the backstory. But back then, it would have been only off of the films that were available at the time.
Right.
And now, it's based off of like any Star Wars world of any movie, and you could ride this ride 100 times and never have the same combination of places.
Yeah, exactly. I think a good like explanation of this is Behind the Ride on Disney Plus, and yeah, they made it very clear that, you know, there's like a random amount of options it will generate, and because of the amount of choices they gave, you could ride it like 1,000 times and it not be the same.
Which is so neat.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then eventually it was upgraded in 2010 to Star Wars Tours, The Adventures Continue, because that's when they added everything. And of course, as movies came out, they have been adding scenes to the ride as well, which I think is really neat that they didn't just leave it alone. Like, they've just kept...
Yeah.
They kept going. So, to talk about the queue, so basically what's happening is you are essentially exactly what it says. Like, you are a tourist and you have, you know, bought a ticket on the Star Tours tour, and you have, you know, a tour guide that's essentially going to take you through some of the scenes of Star Wars. And there used to be an older version of this ride where it was like, I believe his name was Rex.
Yep.
And he was kind of like this random character that they made up. And as the characters or the movies evolved and the ride evolved, eventually it became C-3PO. And I believe R2-D2 is there, but he's not as there as C-3PO, and he becomes, for all intents and purposes, your pilot.
Right.
And then things go awry, let's say, and, you know, because in some of them, like, Darth Vader's coming after you, and it's just, like, it's sweet and quirky, and, like, when you're in the lineup, like, it's like you are being boarded like you would be if you were really going on like a tour vessel in space.
Right.
And what I find is light speed is crazy. Like, I feel like that's what it probably would feel like maybe a little less intense than like what real light speed I'm sure would feel like, but the illusion that they're able to do, and I don't know, like wind. My favorite scene that I've done is probably the one, I'm not sure, I think it's the, is it the 8th movie, Nick? When they're in that world of salt. I think it's salt.
Yes.
And they're gliding and it's white, but when their speeders hit it, it turns
it's
red.
Like red clay, yeah.
So they have that scene. And it's just so beautiful. Because I even found that was one of my favorite scenes in the movies, even, just because I found it so contrast. Like, they just did such a good job.
Right.
And then when I got to ride it, and it was that one, I thought that was just amazing.
The coolest. Right.
So what did you find?
Yeah, I mean, it's like you, yeah, like, you're, it kind of feels like you're going to an airport, but like this Star Wars version of it. And the ride vehicle for me felt a little claustrophobic, but what's a struggle is like you're flying in open space, right? Like that's the simulation. Mm-hmm. And if it comes to like a roller coaster, and if I see the track, I'm 100% okay. I know where I'm going. I know how to embrace for turns and different things like that.
Right.
But for me, like, the experience of just being, like, jolted or, you know, I don't know, like, stopped.
Not knowing what's coming.
Yeah, I find that challenging. And again, like, I explained my previous experience in a previous podcast, and I'm not going to explain it here, so you have to go back and listen to it. But it definitely didn't add any good feels to that. So for me, I like the ride for its history. I like it for what it did to the parks. I'm not a massive fan of the ride itself. I would say that, like, just for experiencing it.
Right.
But I mean, it's really cool because like George Lucas had a hand in the development of this ride, and like the people from Lucasfilms were the ones that made the cuts of each of the different scenes. And I personally, because I'm a video person, I really like to hear like how they did the cuts and different things like that. Because you know, if you ever listen to like the Imagineering story or whatever on Disney Plus and Behind the Attraction, like you'll get some of that background of how they filmed it, and it's kind of interesting to me. But yeah, no, I think for at the time, it was like mind blowing because the way they I'm pretty sure Tony Baxter went somewhere and did like a flight or like space simulation, and they basically took one of those simulators and they made a ride vehicle out of it, right? Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because like you think you're going straight down and there's no gravity, but you're really not. And just how like they just use angles and different things to make you feel like you're dropping. I don't know. It's kind of interesting. So like I think it's the same kind of philosophy in physics that you'll see in Flight of Passage and
which is probably why I like it so much, because I love those immersive rides.
Right.
Where there is no track and you're just kind of like living in the world for a little while.
Right, yeah, and I don't mind it. I think I have to go back and try it.
Without two ill people beside you. That probably would have made me feel ill too, so I don't blame you.
Yeah, and I find it kind of interesting that there's like a... It's kind of like the laugh floor that they take a picture of one of the people riding and they're the shooter or something like that. So that's kind of interesting, and it makes you, because you could ride it 1,000 times and not be picked, right? It's just one of those things that's just, I feel like that's the theme of this ride. Like you're never going to have the same, you're going to have the same experience, but you're never going to have the same experience, if you know what I mean. Like it's the same thing, but yeah. it's never going to be the exact same. The same thing with, like, Tower of Terror. Like, there's a random path that each ride takes, and so you're never going to have the same experience once.
Interesting. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
I do love all of those behind the attraction.
Yeah,
this episode was really good.
Yeah.
It was neat to see, like, the, like you said, like the, I don't know, vessel, like, I don't know what you would call them.
Yeah. But
seeing, like, how the hydraulics work.
Yeah, no, it is kind of cool.
But when you're in it, it does not feel like.
No, it doesn't.
How it looks.
It literally feels like you're flying, or, you know, you're on a roller coaster or something like that.
So cool.
My biggest gripe on that show, though, and this is kind of a side note, but each time I feel like I'm being sold something at the end of the movie. Like, the first one was Jungle Cruise or something like that, and it's like, oh, by the way, we just came out with a movie called Jungle Cruise. Go watch it. Or the Star Tours is like, yeah, you know, history of Star Tours and all of that's great. And then it's like, oh, by the way, we came up with a massive Star Wars land, so if you're a Star Wars fan, come spend a ton of money.
Hey, they got to make it work for them.
Yeah, I'm not saying, like, it's... I just feel like...
It's a little bit cheesy.
Like, sometimes they hide it really well, like, that kind of call to action, and this time they didn't really hide it well. And I think the documentary style is really interesting, but sometimes they, like, made fun of the Imagineers. Like, they kind of poked fun a little bit.
Right.
And so I didn't like that, because I have a lot of respect for the Imagineers and the creative process. And if you go and watch it, you'll know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, the narrator's like, when they finally, you know, figure it out, the elephant in the room. it's just like, okay, like, it's not that simple, you know?
Oh, no. Like, it would be so much engineering that went into this for sure.
Anyway.
Because they basically took something and then turned it into something it wasn't really meant to be used for, which is always amazing.
Yeah, hindsight 2020. I mean, you're always, you can always poke holes in something that someone once thought, but when you're thinking about, like, in the moment, like, when someone's just really trying to create something out of nothing that's never been done, it's, you know, you almost have to fail sometimes to figure it out, to make it right.
Oh, anyway. Nice.
That's just...
Oh, go ahead. That's just what?
That's just the way the cookie crumbles.
Oh, dear. So for those of you who were big fans of Rex, you can actually find Rex working as a DJ in the cantina in the Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. For those of you who were used to him being your pilot and miss him. So that's pretty cool. A little, like, Easter egg for those who got to ride the ride before 2010.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what else there is to say. I mean, we're at 44 minutes. Happy Star Wars Day, folks. I saw a bunch of collabs that I missed out on, so sad face. But one thing I will say is, like, it's kind of interesting to see that Star Wars Day is, like, a widely celebrated thing now. I feel like every brand has, like, a Star Wars collab. Like, whether it's a video game on the day, like, a workout class, there's, like, a Star Wars theme thing. Like, Headspace, like, this meditation app, had, like, a Star Wars themed meditation. It's just interesting.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I feel like, I think it's kind of cool. And anyway, we know we're probably going to be a week late with this, but happy Star Wars Day, everybody.
Happy Star Wars Day.
Yeah.
May the 4th be with
you. Yeah. And it might be May the 14th by the time you get to this, but... Just know that we're celebrating with you in mind. Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah. If you like this podcast, be sure to write us a review. That'd be absolutely amazing. And we appreciate it so much. What else are we thinking? Oh yeah, private Facebook group if you want to join that. It's a great place to do some community and as well as have input on future episodes. And, Julie, do you have anything to add?
Until next time.
And so our journey comes to an end, but yours continues on. Grab a hold of your dreams and make them come true, for you are the key to unlocking your own magic. Now go and let your dreams guide you. Reach out and find your happily ever after.